Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Book of Mistakes: 9 Secrets to Creating a Successful Future by Skip Pritchard is a business fable that presents personal development and leadership principles through a fictional narrative. Its central character, David, is a young professional who feels dissatisfied, unfocused, and uncertain about his future. Through encounters with 9 teachers, he learns 9 mistakes that commonly limit achievement and fulfillment. Rather than presenting advice as a conventional checklist, Pritchard frames the lessons as errors to recognize and avoid, making the book diagnostic as well as instructional. The work draws on the author's long interest in leadership, success, and interviews with accomplished people, but its style is intentionally accessible. Its purpose is not to provide a technical business system, but to encourage self-awareness, personal accountability, purposeful ambition, better relationships, and urgency in action. The result is a compact leadership and self-improvement book built around story, reflection, and practical course correction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, owning the dream before choosing the path. One of the book's most important ideas is that people often spend their energy advancing a dream they never consciously chose. In the fable, this mistake is not treated as simple career dissatisfaction, but as a deeper problem of borrowed ambition. A person may pursue a role, status marker, or professional identity because family, peers, culture, or employers have defined it as desirable. The practical danger is that achievement can still feel empty when it is detached from personal purpose. Pritchard uses this theme to separate external progress from internal alignment. The lesson is not that every person must abandon a job or start a company, but that direction should be examined rather than inherited. The book encourages readers to ask whether their daily commitments are building a future they actually value. This makes the first mistake foundational, because later issues such as excuses, courage, and urgency only matter if they serve a personally meaningful destination. Secondly, refusing to let other people assign personal value. Another core mistake is allowing others to define one's worth. The book treats this as a major barrier because external validation is unstable and often inconsistent. A supervisor, customer, colleague, competitor, or social group may offer approval one moment and criticism the next. If value depends entirely on those judgments, confidence becomes reactive rather than grounded. Pritchard's lesson is closely connected to self-awareness. Readers must distinguish useful feedback from identity-level dependence. Feedback can improve performance, but it should not become the final measure of human value or future potential. This distinction is especially relevant in professional environments where rankings, titles, compensation, and comparison are constant. The book argues indirectly that self-defined value supports resilience, because people who know what they stand for are less easily derailed by rejection or temporary failure. The idea is practical rather than sentimental. Stable self-worth makes better decision-making possible under pressure. Thirdly, replacing excuses with personal accountability. The book repeatedly emphasizes that excuses consume energy that could be used for progress. This theme appears in the listed mistake of accepting excuses, but it also supports the broader movement of the story from passivity to agency. Pritchard does not deny that obstacles exist. Instead, he focuses on the difference between explaining a situation and surrendering responsibility for the response. In this framework, accountability means identifying the next constructive action even when circumstances are imperfect. The idea also connects to self-talk, because repeated excuses can become a private narrative that protects comfort while limiting growth. A strength of the book is that it presents accountability as behavioral rather than abstract. The reader is pushed to notice patterns: blaming timing, blaming other people, waiting for permission, or treating difficulty as proof that effort is pointless. By naming excuses as mistakes, Pritchard frames them as choices that can be interrupted, not fixed traits. Fourthly, choosing growth environments over comfort and conformity. Several of the 9 mistakes concern the conditions around growth, surrounding yourself with the wrong people, staying in your comfort zone, and blending in instead of standing out. Taken together, these ideas argue that success is shaped not only by individual effort, but by environment and behavioral norms. The wrong circle can normalize cynicism, small expectations, or avoidance of risk. Comfort zones can make stability feel like wisdom even when development has stalled. Blending in can protect a person from criticism, but it can also erase the distinct contribution that creates opportunity. The book's reasoning is straightforward. People tend to adapt to what is repeatedly rewarded around them. If the surrounding environment rewards safety, complaint, or sameness, ambition becomes harder to sustain. Pritchard therefore presents growth as a social and practical discipline. Readers are encouraged to examine who influences them, where they avoid discomfort, and how they may be hiding useful strengths in order to fit in. Lastly, seeing setbacks, abundance, and time with greater accuracy, the later mistakes address how people interpret failure, opportunity, and time. Pritchard warns against allowing temporary setbacks to become personal failures, which is a crucial distinction. A setback is an event or result. A personal failure is an identity conclusion. Confusing the two can make a recoverable difficulty feel final. The book also challenges the belief that success exists in a fixed and limited amount. This scarcity assumption can produce envy, defensiveness, and reluctance to help others. An abundance-oriented view does not guarantee outcomes, but it changes behavior by making collaboration and learning more natural. Finally, the mistake of believing there is unlimited time adds urgency to the whole framework. Without time awareness, even good intentions remain deferred. These three ideas work together to recover quickly from setbacks, avoid treating others as threats to your future, and act before possibility is lost through delay. The book positions success as a series of timely corrections rather than a single dramatic breakthrough. In conclusion, The Book of Mistakes is best suited for readers who want leadership and personal development ideas in a concise, story-driven form rather than a dense analytical framework. Early career professionals, entrepreneurs, managers, students, and readers reassessing their direction are likely to benefit most. Because the book focuses on recognizable patterns such as borrowed goals, excuse-making, poor influences, fear of standing out, and delayed action, its practical benefit is diagnostic. It gives readers a set of mistakes to compare against their own habits and decisions. Its intellectual benefit is modest but useful because it reframes success as the avoidance of recurring judgment errors rather than the pursuit of a single formula. Compared with many self-help and business books, it stands out through its parable structure and its emphasis on learning from mistakes rather than merely copying successful behaviors. Readers who prefer research-heavy argument, detailed case studies, or step-by-step productivity systems may find it lighter than expected. However, its accessibility is also its advantage. By embedding familiar principles in a narrative about change, Pritchard makes the lessons easier to remember and discuss. The book is distinctive in combining leadership advice, personal accountability, and purposeful living without becoming narrowly corporate or purely inspirational. If you would like to support Skip Pritchard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.